BBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 3-4a. No stumbling block. Paul wanted to live an exemplary life so as not to discredit the ministry of reconciliation he was called to. Verse 4 and chapter 5, verse 18. If I talk the talk, but do not walk the walk, then as people notice my contradictory walk, they will not listen to my reconciliatory talk. When I repeat Jesus' message of turning to God, but show that I have not turned to God myself, then why would they turn to God? Living the walk that Jesus taught in the world that continues to fall into a pit of hate toward those who live to please Christ is one that faces troubles, hardship, and distress. The world shames us for doing the right thing. We are tempted to leave stumbling blocks in their path. However, Jesus says, quote, things that cause people to sin are bound to come, but woe to that person through whom they come. It would be better for him to be thrown into the sea, then with a millstone tied around his neck, than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. So watch yourselves. Luke chapter 17, verses 1-3. So, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, verse 4a. The apostles not only gave no offense in anything, but they labored to manifest themselves to be the genuine ministers of God, in much patience, bearing calmly under the most painful and oppressive afflictions. Jesus tells us, quote, all men will hate you because of me, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved. Matthew chapter 10, verse 22, Mark 13, 13, Luke 21, 17, and John chapter 15, verses 20 and 21.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.